building a legacy of destiny in the first place requires pursuing personal growth in Christ. To raise a godly family starts with my being a godly husband and father, or a godly wife and mother. Spiritual maturity does not come naturally. It takes a decision of the will to want to grow, and then a lot of consistent dedication. Teachability is crucial. A person's teachability determines his capacity to learn. A God-honoring character should be our aim. D.L. Moody said, "If I take care of my character, my reputation will take care of itself." In Romans 12, 1 and 2, we are encouraged to be transformed by the renewing of our minds in order to know what God's good and perfect will is. We have to study and read God's word. As we pursue growing towards Christlikeness, we should be prepared to face a variety of obstacles, all kinds of challenges. You must be determined to persist through attacks of Satan, the world, and the flesh. Decide to persist through discouragement caused by a lack of appreciation in spite of your efforts to do what is right. There is no worthwhile alternative for doing the right thing. There are always alternatives, but they come at an unacceptable price. Remember, we don't get the marriage we wish for. We get the marriage we work for. Always remember, God will honor your faithfulness. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." Matthew 25:23. Faithfulness is a sign of good character, godly character. Next time, we will consider the commitment to love one another.